Brock's.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
I can't believe I thought that was Arthur yesterday.
You're so stupid.
I'm the one who made this.
You're such an idiot.
I know.
It's 6:37. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Kirk Hammett of Metallica has dropped the asking price of his San Francisco home from $13 million to
$11.9 million. Oh, nice. Yeah,
reasonable. God, could you? I can't even wrap my head around spending that on a single thing.
Like, if that was a thought, like, in your brain, like, oh, yeah, I could probably pull that off.
Like, if I were to look at Kiki and be like, all right, well, you know, I think we're ready for a move. This house, we've outgrown this house. What do you think about this one? Well, what's the asking price? Well, it just went down.
If 13's too much, but 11's acceptable.
Jesus. I cannot believe it. It's the second attempt in selling the property.
$1 million.
That's just insane. Just insane. And do you even need a house that's worth that much?
Yeah, you just don't. You don't need that much money, man.
No. No, I don't mind having that much money, but for a house?
Yeah, well, yeah, you could spend it on a lot of different things. You know, people get these huge houses,
and they
hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's too big.
It's a lot to clean. You know, lot to upkeep.
Lot to clean.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it would feel like living in like a hotel. Like after a while, it's like, this is not homey at all.
You could buy a hotel for cheaper, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Good God.
You know?
Lastly, Muse will make their first appearance ever on a daytime talk show when they perform Pressure on the Ellen DeGeneres Show on January 18th. First time ever.
Wow.
Either they're hard up for something or they're just, maybe because they're getting older.
You know, you watched Bachelor the other day. I did catch an episode of Ellen.
Yeah.
The other day. Dude, she's good.
Oh, Ellen's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
Love it when she scares people.
It's just her comedy. It's so dry and just... The way she goes at her interviews is great.
Yeah.
You know, as a dude, I feel like I could actually watch that show again.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It's a great show. And now Muse is going to be on there. And
doesn't Ellen have a new stand-up special? On Netflix, I think.
No, that's an old one.
That's an old one?
That's an old one, yeah. Oh. From before.
Yeah.
Anyway. So check it out. Muse is going to be on Hunter's favorite show, Ellen. lastly, it is the first track from Chester Bennington of Linkin Park after his passing. Cross Off appears on Anesthetic, the new solo album from Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton, which is due out March 1st. There's also a lyric video on YouTube, but Morton's album is an all-star affair. Other singers besides Chester Bennington include Jacoby of Papa Roach, Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge, Mark Lanegan of the Screaming Trees, Josh Todd of Buck Cherry, all sorts of people on there. You got Ray Luzier from Korn, ex-Black Crowes member Steve Gorman and Mark Ford are on there. So a huge group of people coming on this, but I think everyone's really excited. And a little hint for you, a little teaser for you. This Sunday, New Rock at 9, I may or may not be playing this new track with Chester Bennington.
I'm gonna guess you may.
I may. I will. I know. I should just, you know, I'm going to be playing it. So make sure you tune in to New Rock at 9 this Sunday if you want to hear that. All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.